Hello， 大家好，我是 Jenny， 你正在收听潘吉 Jenny 告诉你。
Hey everyone, I'm Jason, and welcome to today's episode where we are going to be breaking down the top 10 TikTok viral recipes of 2024.
对，因为现在年底了嘛，然后各大的盘点、各大的排名就很多。那我们今天要跟大家分享的呢，是在 TikTok 上面最走红的十个 recipes， 就是怎么做这个菜，是吧？是个菜谱。
Yeah, and these are not typical recipes you would find in a normal kitchen. These are like social media viral trend recipes, right?
对，就是很有网红基因的这种，就很新奇，很 creative.
Yeah, many of them seem kind of strange, but actually might be pretty delicious.
对，我其实自己做过里面的好几个，然后亲手尝试过，所以把这十个跟大家分享，因为觉得味道还是很不错的。
Yeah, and a lot of these you can make with stuff just laying around. So you can listen to this episode and maybe you can make some yourself right after.
对，很简单啊。好，那 let's start with breakfast. 我觉得今天第一道这个料理呢，就是一个简单方便但是很有营养的早餐。
Ah, yes. Number one, the egg in a hole.
一个洞里的鸡蛋啊，很重要跟大家说一下，这个是在哪里有一个 hole， 有一个洞。
So this hole is in a piece of bread.
Ah, 所以就是一片面包，对吧？这种早餐的吐司。然后呢，你在当中挖一个洞，那个洞不要太大，也不能太小，因为你在当中要打一个鸡蛋，对吧？
Yeah, you're going to crack the egg inside of this hole in the toast, and it's going to cook while it's inside the hole on the bread.
对，所以很多这种 TikTok 上面能 go viral 的 recipes 啊，它就是 like you said very easy， 就很适合没有时间的人啊，懒的啊，或者说你的这个 cooking skills 还没有很好的人。
Yeah, maybe that's why they go viral because so many people can make them, right?
对 ，for absolute beginners 都行啊。好，那这个东西是要放在平底锅里煎的 ，right？
Yeah, you take a slice of bread and first you cut the hole in it and then you put the bread into the skillet and you start cooking it to let it get a little toasted, right?
Okay. So skillet, 或者就说一个什么 frying pan, 就平底锅。然后总之呢，就是把这个面包烤得焦焦的是吧 ,toasted.
Yeah, you don't want to put the egg in right away because you want to let the bread toast a little bit as it's sitting in the pan.
让它有一点脆，但是先弄一面。
That's right. First, you do one side.
然后呢，把它 flip， 翻过来。这个时候 ，you crack your egg into the hole， 把鸡蛋 crack 就是不要打碎啊，你就是有点还是像那个荷包蛋一样的。
Yeah, crack the egg and let it fall into that hole right in the middle. This is probably going to be the trickiest part if you're not used to cracking eggs.
对，但没关系嘛，练几次就好了。然后呢，你就可以放上盐啊、胡椒啊，或者你弄点什么酱油啊、老干妈都可以 ，whatever, whatever floats your boat.
I'll be putting some 老干妈 in there myself, I think.
对，所以这个很 customizable, 对吧？然后你就把它放在平底锅里煎，直到这个鸡蛋 until the egg is like cooked and almost firm. 就看你是喜欢嫩一点还是老一点。
That's right. And once it's a little bit more firm, then you can flip it again to cook the other side of the egg.
我觉得这个是挑战，就是再要 flip 一次。万一没 flip 好，走形了是吧？
对。And if you flip it when it's not ready, then you're going to have egg yolk all over the place.
对，很 messy 啊，但没关系嘛，多练几次就 OK。好，这是一个非常好、非常简单也有营养的 breakfast recipe。那如果早上你想喝点咖啡的话呢，接下来这个就是 a great coffee recipe。
Ah, yes, special coffee here called Dalgona coffee.
哦，这个是一种韩国的糖是吧？这种就是他们的麦芽糖。
Yeah, that's right. It sounds like it's a traditional Korean snack or candy, and they've used the name here to describe this really rich, sweet coffee.
对，那这个咖啡呢，它看起来就是上面有一个像奶盖云顶一样的东西。怎么做成这样呢？你要你的臂力很强 ，biceps, triceps, 因为这个东西中文叫400次韩国手打焦糖泡沫咖啡。
Yeah, hopefully it's not too hard to make, but you have to whisk all the ingredients together, right? You have to whisk them with your arm and do that little spinning motion 400 times.
Right, whisk 就是这里的关键词啊，就一直打打打打打。或者呢，你就买一个那种 electric whisk， 就很多喜欢做甜品、做蛋糕的家里都会有一个嘛，小的 handheld whisk， 那个就很方便了。
Yeah, that would probably take maybe 1/10 of the time, I'm sure.
而且效果比较好啊，哎，但我们忘了说 ingredients， 这个 ingredients 也是很简单的。
Yeah, this one's great because lots of people have this ingredient but don't use it enough. So you take some instant coffee, right? Those packets of powdered coffee.
啊、就速溶咖啡，你也不要去什么很 fancy 的什么单一产区 single origin beans， 不需要，那个你做不出来。You just want artificial 人造的速溶咖啡。
That's right. You're taking something so simple and basic and turning it into something fancy looking here by adding some sugar and some water, and that's all you need. And then you just whisk it 400 times until it's nice and foamy.
就 foamy 就是、像那种很细腻的泡沫、啊、就知道把它打成一个奶盖那样。然后呢，你喝的时候就是我看人家基本上是夏天，就杯子里面放点冰，然后先倒一些牛奶，然后再把这个奶盖这样浇上去。
Oh, that sounds so good. I want one right now.
好，那说到这个 instant 啊，除了有速溶咖啡 instant coffee， 另外一个网红的料理呢是 instant noodles.
Another one where we're taking something very simple, instant noodles, or what we call in the U.S. at least ramen, and turning it into something fancy and delicious.
英语这个 ramen 其实比较多形容的是日式拉面。
Yeah, here this word ramen is referring to packets of dried instant noodles, not the fancy Japanese la mian.
就是方便面哈。这个方便面呢，今年红的 TikTok 的 recipe 是把它弄干的。
Ah, so instead of keeping the water, right, you're draining out the water and eating the noodles dry.
对，但是还有一个很重要的步骤啊，就是要放到锅里炒一炒。
That's right. So after you've boiled the noodles, you fry them up, you stir fry them up with some butter and soy sauce, maybe add an egg or some chili.
对，这个我还蛮想试的，因为我从来没想过就是黄油和酱油在一起是啥样的。But sounds delicious.
Yeah, has that very rich umami flavor, I bet, right?
哦，你刚刚说的 umami 它又是一个日语的词，但现在也进入了英语，那个意思就是很鲜，对吧？
Yeah, it's like 鲜甜, right? It has that rich kind of like, you can feel it deep in your mouth flavor. It's hard to explain, but it's very rich flavor like butter, right?
我们中国人都懂的，你说鲜我们就知道了，因为英语，我觉得英语从这点来讲很可怜，就之前它没有一个词是形容我们说的这种鲜，然后只能日语里面搞一个五妈咪。
Yeah, it's funny, right? We had to borrow a word for a flavor after how many years of English existing on this planet? Kind of crazy.
是，好，那第四个我们要分享的这个网红料理，这个东西我觉得很新奇，然后有一点像一个 science experiment， 像做实验，然后它是土豆片，但是是叫玻璃土豆片，透明土豆片。
Ah, so glass potato chips, which taste better than they sound, I hope, because glass probably doesn't taste very good, but like you said, they're called glass because they're clear, right? They look like glass.
对 transparent, 透明的啊。这个的做法 I'm not gonna try it. It just seems super complicated.
Yeah, this one's a little different than the other ones. Not something you can just open the fridge and try to do. You have to prepare some stuff, right?
要很多的耐心啊，就是当然你要有土豆，但是这个土豆片不是用土豆做的，而是用煮土豆的水。
That's right. First, you peel the potatoes, get the skin off and boil them, then strain the water. But this time, you keep the liquid, right?
对，然后呢，你要的就是那个水，然后把那个水放在冰箱里面，还要过夜。So you have to refrigerate it overnight. 第二天的时候呢，再要往里加一点什么土豆粉。
Yeah, so you add more potatoes in the form of potato starch, right? This is this powder form of potato.
然后呢，还要加热。
Okay, and then you heat it up and you get this gel-like consistency. It sounds kind of gross so far, but it's gonna come out pretty interesting.
就有点像啫喱了, you know, jello, 有点像果冻那种把它搞成。 但是还没有完哦，因为你要把它变成土豆片嘛，薯片 potato chips， 所以呢你要把它搞成那个一片一片土豆片的形状， you have to shape it， 然后还要把它弄干。我就觉得这怎么弄干啊，是很难吗？
Yeah, I guess you bake them at a low heat, so like 110 degrees Celsius, and you just let them sit in the oven and slowly dry out until these clear chip-shaped potatoes come out.
好了好了，这个跳过 skip， 还要烤箱，我们很多人家里没烤箱。
太难。
Okay, let's skip to the next one. 也是 chips， 就是也有点像零食，但这个很有意思，而且我做过还蛮好吃的，是意大利面做成的这种片。
Pasta chips.
但是非常重要的就是你不要用那种什么长的面啊，通心粉，那个比较难搞。你要用什么，有种像蝴蝶结 like the bowl-shaped pasta， 或者就是圆圈的那个 macaroni 的那种。
Yeah, you don't want long strands of spaghetti here. They probably won't come out very well, but any of the pastas that are small kind of bite-sized pieces.
对，然后呢我自己是试过用那个蝴蝶结 like the bowl shaped pasta， 然后它做出来以后呢很好看，很新奇，就是一个挺不同的小零食。
Yeah, and this one's really easy. So instead of doing all the stuff with the water like with the potatoes, this time you can throw the water out. You just boil the pasta until it becomes, you know, what we call al dente. So not too hard, not too mushy, right in the middle.
哦，对，这个很重要啊，就是你不能把这个面搞得太烂，因为搞得太烂的话呢，之后它就弄不脆了，
就可能有点恶心如果不脆的话。
对对对对，所以那个 al dente， right， 就意大利语就说有嚼劲的啊，就是我们说很筋道， cook until al dente， 然后呢也要把它弄干， so you need to dry your pasta。 接下来的一步怎么把它搞脆呢？最好的办法就是用空气炸锅，
an air fryer。
对 ，air fryer 这个现在很多人家里有嘛，所以你就把它弄干以后呢，你这上面喷点油，然后呢，你可以加自己喜欢的，如果你要麻辣口味，也可以加点什么麻辣孜然的粉啊，就各种各样，随便你 ，you can season it to your liking， 然后呢，就把它 air fryer 里面你去自己调温度，有很多 air fryer 不是都有那个什么黄金焦香脆的那个模式嘛，你就摁那个就好了。
Yeah, sounds pretty easy, almost like Italian popcorn or something.
对啊，非常好吃，因为我有一次是在超市里面就买了一小袋零食，是这个，它是意大利进口的，然后就特别贵。后来我想，诶，这东西自己怎么做啊？我就上网搜，然后就看到 TikTok 上面有，然后在家里做过。
Nice.
好，那我们接下来的一个呢，我觉得是对我们中国朋友来说有点难想象的一种口味。
Yeah, this one might be a little weird to a Chinese person, but we're going to call it a chicle.
A chicle 是什么东西啊
So a chicle here is combining the words cheese and pickle. And what it is a rolled up pickle in a piece of fried cheese.
就稍微看起来有点像春卷，但它外面那个皮呢是一片 cheese, 是吧？
对， and it's a directly fried on the pan piece of cheese. So we're talking about a crispy piece of cheese.
OK, 但是不要买那种你像那种 processed cheese, 就是卡夫啊什么的，因为那个太软了，那个你是没有办法把它搞成脆脆的，你要买那个真的 cheese, cheddar 什么，就一片一片，有点像馄饨皮那种哈，然后把它放在一个 non-stick frying pan, 不粘锅平底锅里面，也是像第一个那个 egg in the hole, 先弄一面是吧，然后等这个 cheese 有点 crisp up,这个旁边有点脆有点焦的，然后再放一根 pickle, 不是咱们中国的扬州酱菜啊，是美国的美式的酱黄瓜。
That's right, you're gonna have to like pickles to like this one, and pickles have a very distinct flavor, right? They have that vinegar and dill flavor.
对，你们的很酸，然后里面没有酱油。 Anyways, 然后把它卷起来，然后在另外一面翻一面， flip it and fry it a little bit, 然后就出来，就外面是脆脆的，然后呢里面也是脆脆的， but different kinds of crunchy.
Yeah, and with this one, you're going to have to be careful when you're cooking it, because even those really nice cheeses, they could melt too much and end up like getting stuck on the pan, so you got to pay attention when you're frying it.
对，而且火不能太大。
对。
好，那这个我觉得咱们中国朋友听了大概没什么 feel, 没什么感觉，但下面一个就不一样了，这个我们太熟悉了吧。
Yes, I love this one, 凉拌黄瓜。
Yeah, also using cucumber. 然后是我们的 pickled cucumber, 中式的。
Yeah, I love this dish. I've been eating this dish for so long. It's one of my favorite little simple Chinese dishes, but I guess some foreign guy discovered this on TikTok and it went viral, right?
对，在 TikTok 上面有一个凉拌黄瓜小哥，他那个账号就叫 The Cucumber Guy, 然后是一个很帅的白人美国小哥。然后呢，他在今年的夏天他就开始分享怎么做中式凉拌黄瓜，然后里面你就什么酱油麻油啊，然后 I think also it depends on which part of China you're from, 每一个 region,就每一个地区会有自己不同的一些口味。Anyways, this guy just got really, really popular. 就是教大家怎么做中式凉拌黄瓜。
Well, I see it as a good thing, because now more people are going to be able to try this awesome dish, so good.
对很多外国人来说，这是一个重大的发现。说啊，黄瓜里面还能放酱油，还能放麻油。那你们的黄瓜怎么吃呢？
So, strangely enough, I feel like even though we eat lots of pickles, we also have cucumbers in some Middle Eastern dishes and salads. It's typically just in a salad alongside other things, and it will have vinegar and stuff like that, but not soy sauce. I haven't seen that very many times.
对，而且好像很多美式的黄瓜，就像你说沙拉，黄瓜不是一个主角，它就是和其他很多蔬菜放在一起。
Yeah, it's usually inside of a salad, cut into small pieces, diced up, and not kind of on its own on a plate like this.
没错。好，那 before we move on, 我想问你一下，凉拌黄瓜英语要怎么讲？
You know, I do not know. Cold tossed cucumber, I think, or maybe cucumber salad, even though it's not really like a salad salad, I think that's probably a pretty good way to refer to it.
对，我觉得 cold toss 挺好的，因为凉嘛，然后 toss 就是那个拌的动作， right?
Yeah, tossed, technically it means actually throwing it in the air, but here of course it means like tossing it around in the bowl in order to get all the ingredients on it.
对，没错。好，那我们今天还剩下三个24年 TikTok 上面网红的料理啊，那最后这三个呢都是比较甜的，我们先来看这个爆米花。叫做 fluffy popcorn. Fluffy 就是特别松软的，是吧？
Yeah, fluffy sounds like cotton, right? It's got kind of this like
cotton candy,
you know, soft feel to it. 对，
对，就是棉花糖啊，很 fluffy. 那这个 fluffy popcorn 里面就是要用到棉花糖。
Yeah, this is a pretty tasty one. It sounds like to me, it's got butter and marshmallows on the popcorn.
对，因为棉花糖就是有两种嘛，除了我说的那个真的像棉花一样的 cotton candy, 还有就是一个个白的软的那种棉花糖。
东西。
And we're using 东西 ,yeah, we're using 这个东西，这个棉花糖。
Yeah, they're these like very QQ though, right? These squishy white balls of sugar, essentially. But in this recipe, we're melting them over the butter. So we want to melt the marshmallows.
哎呦，这个的卡路里简直是，反正你就把爆米花爆好，或者你买外面现成的一袋袋爆米花，但是呢，你上面要做一个，又有点像那个奶盖啊，云顶啊，要把黄油给它融掉，对吧 ？Melt the butter, 然后呢，还要 melt 那个 marshmallow, 棉花糖一起 melt, 然后就把它做成一个，就我也不知道出来是啥 consistency, 是个什么。
Yeah, probably like a thick sugary soup, I would imagine.
Yeah, so like the snow cap, right? 就像那个奶茶的奶盖。
对。With this one, you're definitely going to want the low heat, right? You don't want to burn the marshmallows. That wouldn't taste good.
对，最后你就把这个奶盖浇到 popcorn, 爆米花上面。
And then because it's all sticky at that time, you can throw a bunch of toppings on top of it, right? And they'll stick to the popcorn before it dries.
对，所以你要更甜的话呢，上面可以撒点什么 M&M 呀，或者其他的什么巧克力豆之类的。
More calories.
More calories, exactly. 好，但是呢，也有健康的甜品啊，比如下一道。
Yeah, this one sounds better to me. Baked oats cake in a mug.
对，这个我也很喜欢，我非常想试，因为 我每天早餐我都会自己冲麦片嘛，然后这里呢我们就用到了 oats, 就是燕麦，但是呢这个燕麦我们是把它做成像一个蛋糕，我觉得有点像布朗尼的那个质地。
Yeah, it's almost like a brownie, right? It's thicker than cake. Oats tend to be a lot thicker than fluffy cake, right?
对，我觉得就是一种很绵密软软的口感，但它最主要它很健康，因为呢我们是用了燕麦，里面加一个鸡蛋，然后再可以加点什么香蕉啦，牛奶啦，如果你喜欢花生酱啊什么也可以加一点，然后把它放在搅拌机里面打。
Ah, this is pretty simple. Yeah, so you just have the oats and you blend it with, like you said, a banana or honey, maybe some milk and cocoa powder. And you could add chocolate chips, peanut butter, whatever you want.
对对对，然后你就把它搅打成一个糊糊泥状的那种 consistency. 然后 my favorite part 来了，你家里没有烤箱也 OK, 你就直接把这个东西倒到一个马克杯里面。
You just put it in like a mug, right? Like a coffee cup. That's what we mean by mug here.
对，但是不要吃啊，因为里面有生鸡蛋。你把它放到微波炉里面去。
That's right. You put it in the microwave. No need for the oven. And you'll only need to microwave it for about a minute and 45 seconds. Not very long.
对，所以我觉得这个我明天就要试一下。Really delicious and healthy and easy.
Yeah. Okay. Make me one too.
好 I'll give it to you over the cloud. 虚拟请你吃
okay, perfect.
好那我们今天最后的一个 TikTok 2024年走红的料理呢这道我大儿子做过然后我觉得还蛮好吃的也是一个相对健康的甜品。
Frozen yogurt bark?
这里说的 bark 是什么就是一片一片的那种脆片 right?
Yeah, it kind of looks like the bark of a tree. So not bark like a dog here, but the bark of a tree, right? Yeah, like if you break off pieces of bark from a tree, they come out in like odd shapes, right?
哎，就像我们那个核桃芝麻糖啊什么那样，它反正都是硬硬的、脆脆的。但是我们这里是用酸奶做啊。
Yeah, so this uses yogurt, but not just the normal kind of yogurt. We're using Greek yogurt here.
对这是重点你要用希腊式酸奶我们要用厚的你用那个什么像饮料一样的 liquid 酸奶就做不成了。
Yeah, it probably would just end up making a big mess in your kitchen and you wouldn't be able to eat it.
对然后呢这个做起来它有一个重点就是你要把它放到冰箱的冷冻柜 so you need to freeze it, 因为这样它会成型。
Yeah, so you want to make sure you have enough space to freeze this and put it on a smaller pan if you have a smaller freezer, but you're going to want to freeze it for 2 to 4 hours until it firms up.
对，然后这个你可以在 Greek yogurt 里面你加自己喜欢的。我儿子他上次就他买了草莓，然后把草莓切成小小的一块一块的，然后就 mix it in with the Greek yogurt, 然后他再加点蜂蜜啊什么的。然后就拿一个平的一个 tray, 一个盘子然后上面就垫铝箔纸然后就把它搞成像摊饼一样的一个个饼的那种形状然后放到 freezer 里面几个小时出来以后味道真的还是很不错的。
It's almost like you're baking, but instead of the final step being putting it into the oven, you're putting it into the freezer.
对然后我再 share 一个啊结果我儿子呢他还挑战自己他还搞了巧克力把那个巧克力融化 melt, 把这个冰的刚拿出来的 frozen yogurt bark, 冰酸奶脆片蘸到刚融化的热的这个巧克力浆里面这样一弄呢那个巧克力就变脆了所以就外面就像我们小时候吃的紫雪糕有一层巧克力脆皮。
Ooh, that sounds really good. Your son sounds like he's very talented in the kitchen and he's making me hungry.
Oh yeah, thanks to TikTok. 他现在还蛮会煮菜的虽然都是这些新奇的料理。
很棒他要开自己的账号吗 Maybe he can go viral on TikTok.
哦、对哎呀太小了啦好好念书。好那我们今天的节目就到这儿。那不知道大家有没有听过或者尝试过今天我们所说的这些网红料理啊以及在抖音上有什么今年你觉得很好的 recipes, 都欢迎大家在留言专区跟我们分享。
Yes, tell us your own creative masterpieces in the kitchen or how some of these ones have worked out for you. If you've tried them, we'd love to hear it.
好今天的节目就到这儿我们下次再见。
再见。